Welcome to A Dopamine Kick. Yes, another ADHD podcast.
We're your hosts, Sparky and Shell.
Join us each week and we can hyper-focus together on all things ADHD.
This is our journey to diagnosis, the challenges, frustrations and humour that come when living with ADHD as adults.
Let the interrupting begin!
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 114 of A Dopamine Kick. Today we're going to be talking about all things ADHD and the start of spring.
Yes, the start of spring, because we've got a spring in our step, spring in our step. Sorry, I'm not gonna count. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to us and following the podcast so you can keep up to date with all of our not so amazing episodes. I know I say this every single week, but it would be so helpful for you to leave us a review because it helps people decide whether this is a good podcast to listen to. So all of your reviews, they do count for something. We read them all. Thanks so much to anyone who's left us a review. We really, really appreciate it. So yeah, with that out of the way, let's talk about spring. But first, we should probably talk about last week's episode and how we're not continuing this week's episode.
Yeah, so we kind of thought the last few things in the assessment, like finances, education, I don't think there's going to be much value for people unless talking about it because we've covered it so extensively in all the other episodes. And I think last week in particular, we were finding this form feeling a real struggle. It was quite funny when we first started, but now it's like pulling teeth. So we've decided not to do the last one and to talk about spring instead.
Yeah, and like Shell said, this one we were going to talk about friendships, sleep, finances and leisure time. We've got loads of episodes on those, so if that's something you are struggling with, please go back and listen to those episodes because they're going to be mega helpful if you're filling out an assessment. But like Shell said, we've been doing it for four episodes. We cannot do it for five. We want to talk about something that is just making us happy at the moment, which is spring, because clearly it's making us happy. Well, it's making me happy.
It's not even that it's making us happy. So the reason that we decided this episode is because completely independently, without speaking to each other about it, Sparky and I have been furiously attacking our garden chores to the point where we're both on quite strong painkillers for back pain. And I said, like, when we first started, when we first got together this evening, I said, there's got to be something in this, you know? Like, we've both just done this completely randomly, not spoken to each other about it, just been like, oh my God, you've done that too? Yeah, my back is spasming. Wow. So we're going to talk about spring and its effects on people with ADHD, or at least us with ADHD. Maybe it's not a reflection of everybody.
It would be really helpful to know if it's spring where you are at the moment, has it affected you? And if it's not spring where you are, has it affected you in the past? Do you find yourself a little bit more, I'm not going to say motivated, but a little bit more like get up and being able to do things, which is what we're going to talk about in this episode. And I just want to say as well, I always feel like, you know, when we said when we first started, it's like we're two peas in a pod, or you're sending me videos of the garden, I'm sending you videos of the garden. It's not like we're just doing some minor task, like we're just, I know, brushing some leaves off the patio or something. It's like we're both doing mega jobs. You're building a pergola?
Pergola, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like taking trees down.
You're landscaping.
Down. Yeah. Oh, spring. I always think that spring for me, anyway, when that last leaf falls, it's like a dreary time. Like from the day that last leaf falls off that tree to the day the first daffodil springs from the ground.
Yeah.
Like that time for me is just a nothingness. Whereas this time is like, I feel a little bit more energetic. I feel like I want to do things. It's like nature's stimulating me.
No, I get that. For me, it's slightly later. So it's not necessarily to do with the flowers. For me, it's British summertime. So for those of you who aren't in the UK who don't know, in March, our clocks go forward by an hour. And it means that our evenings are lighter for the whole of summer. And then in October, they go back again. So the winter's even more dark and dreary.
When the last leaf falls.
When the last leaf falls, yeah. But because I work long shifts, so I work sort of 11, 12-hour shifts, I hate that feeling of leaving work in the dark. and knowing that my entire day has been spent in work and there's no daylight left. And like at the moment, when I leave work, it's light. By the time I've driven home, because it's about a 45-minute drive home, so by the time I've driven home, it's already virtually dark. But that doesn't matter. Just the fact that when I'm finished and I step out the door, it's still light. That just brings me so much joy. And it doesn't get old. The whole summer, I'm just happy at that.
It's so funny, isn't it? Going back to the last leaf falling to the first daffodil blooming, right? There is something in that. Like, I find it's like the twilight zone. It's like, you're getting up in the morning, it's dark, you come out of work, it's dark. Like when it gets to about 3-4 o'clock, you sort of start shutting down and you're like, oh, the day's gone, I've got no time to sort of do anything. And I just don't have any motivation or dopamine. I just kind of shut down and I just cannot be bothered with it. Like I said, nature is stimulating us.
I find that in the winter, I do a lot less. Like, I still have a lot of ideas about stuff that I want to do and I still have that drive, but I find myself sort of sat down, overwhelmed, not able to start anything a lot more. Whereas in summer, when the sun's shining, for some reason, I am just much more like, so when I do the stupid things where like I haven't eaten or drank all day because I've been so hyper-focused on a task, that is almost always in the summer. It's rare that I get like that in the winter.
Same. In the winter, this is me in the winter. I've noticed it's always quitting the jobs in the winter. So it's always the winter time where I'm like, can't do this no more. That's the time when everyone was crying to the doctor going, please help me. And then the summertime, I'm hyper-focused. I'm going to social events. It's like I get this rush of energy and I am constantly just always busy to the point where today, like, it's been a struggle to kind of eat healthy. And when I say eating healthy, I know this is bad because, again, this is an ADHD trait. But because I've been so hyper-focused today, I've barely eaten anything, which is a win for me because a reduction in calories. And again, I know it's bad because I shouldn't really be thinking, yay, that's great that I haven't had that many calories. But I'm able to do it more in the spring because I'm busy and I'm not really that interested
in food. Yeah, you're not just wandering mindlessly to the fridge and back, trapped in the house.
Yeah, exactly. And also, because I work from home as well, I don't want to do my day job. I want to be out there. I want to be gardening. I want to be cutting trees down. I want to be planting plants. I want to be, literally, I'll walk past the flower shop and all I can hear is bing, bing, bing.
They call to you.
On my Apple. Yeah, on my Apple Pay.
No, definitely. There's nothing that fills my heart with joy like visiting a gardening centre. I feel so old even saying that. I just love it.
Or maybe it's not just an age thing. Maybe I've just never realised that I need to appreciate the sunshine.
Yeah. No, I think I definitely am more and more aware of how sun affects me and how my mood is so altered by like a rainy day.
Although there are people that do like rainy days. And sometimes I do love a good rainy day. I'm not going to lie.
I like it when it's, I don't know how to describe this, a happy rainy day. Does that make sense? So when it's still really bright and it's like raining, but it's almost like
the rain's glistening as it comes down.
Yeah, the rain, like the rain almost looks like an advert. Like it's just, you know, it's the kind of day that you'll probably see a rainbow somewhere and everything just feels really fresh and crisp. Like I love that kind of rain. But when it's grey and dreary and no, I can't deal with that. Basically, it's the sun again. If it's raining and the sun's out, I don't care.
Although I will say I do care about that kind of rain when you want to barbecue or you want to get something done, because sometimes you can't use certain tools in that rain.
Yeah.
Or you can't, you know, people don't want to sit outside. Every single time we've had a street party. On my road, it's always fucking raining, even in the summer. And like, even though it's that kind of rain where it's like glistening rain, it's still like, please just go away, please. You reckon everything. Like I'm sort of like pacing in the window back and forth, like please check in the weather, like refreshing. But that's the thing about spring and summer, isn't it? It's more outdoor activities, more social events. So in a way, it can be a bit overwhelming. But at the same time, because you're so busy and there's a lot to do, it almost feels like you forget about all of that because you've got so much to do and you're busy. And even though your routine's being disrupted, you've got distractions as well.
I definitely feel like that. Like I'm more physically busy in the spring and in the summer. And because of that, my mind is less mentally challenged. Yeah, for sure.
And going back to what you were saying about when it starts to get dark and you feel like you've got low motivation, like you're coming out of work, that makes it really difficult to go to things like the gym. Whereas at the moment, like sun is shining, 6 o'clock, it's like, it's still shining. The sun again, it's still shining. I'm going to go to the gym.
Yeah.
We know that vitamin D helps boost your mood. So maybe there's something to do with the vitamin D. I don't know the science behind it. So I'm not going to go into that. But yeah, we can all benefit from more vitamin D anyway.
Makes sense, because you're outside more, then you're going to be getting more. Because like in the winter, like sometimes I don't really leave the house, you know, other than to go to work.
That is so true, because you can't just...
I don't know. It's miserable and wet and, you know, stay indoors and do, like, crafty stuff indoors with my daughter. But, like, so, like, now there's a bit of sunlight. We're out nearly every single day, and it might even just be, like, playing in the garden. But, you know, in early February, we weren't playing in the garden.
It's so true, isn't it? It's almost like you shut the door, and unless you've got a dog and it's opening the door quickly to let the dog out... In the summertime, my dog has the best time because we're out there throwing the ball and, you know, we're out there all the time with sunbathing. Whereas in the winter, it's like quickly in and out. And he's obviously a sausage dog as well, so he hates the cold weather. So he's a bit like me. So we're both like two peas in a pod going out together and coming in as quickly as possible. Whereas in the summertime and the spring, it's like we're out there all day. It's like, I don't know, I just, such a mood booster.
And then something else that we've done that we... haven't done before in the last 2 years, so I can't maybe attribute it entirely to spring, but I'm sure that helped, is we've actually filmed some stuff for TikTok and Instagram.
Oh yeah, do you reckon that's related to spring as well?
Well, I mean, it was really sunny the day that we did it. It was really bright and sunny. I reckon that helped get us in the right mood.
Yeah, I think if it had been raining and sort of dreary, we probably just would have moaned and gone like, oh.
Or maybe just done one or two. Like, we filmed 10 videos, like, in the space of about 3 hours, having never, for me anyway, having never done it before. Like, that is a hyper-focus. And it's rare that I hyper-focus with someone else. They're usually very solo activities.
Yeah, and then do you know what was great? So the reason that Shell never did anything on the social media, especially TikTok, was she was saying to me, oh, I just don't really know how to edit, so I want you to show me how to edit. So I sat down and we filmed all of these videos. We did loads of videos in this one day. I showed Shell how to edit. And I thought it would just be you'd kind of... listen to what I was saying and then it would never get done. But by the time I'd got home, I'd already got like 2 or 3 videos. Like, look at this, I'm editing. And fucking hell, the editing skills were amazing. I was just like, how did she go from like never knowing how to put together a TikTok video to all these different effects and all this sort of stuff? And I was like, my God, I was trying to keep up with you and I was editing and I was sending you an edit and you'd already done it.
No, I had done a little bit before for my blog. I had done a little bit, but what I didn't know how to do is like cut a video and add another bit in. And so I'd done videos before, but they were always one shot that I'd filmed and like added effects to. So I knew all about adding effects and all of that stuff already.
Yeah.
It was the like how to cut a video, how to shorten it, lengthen it, add in another bit instead. It was all of that that I didn't know how to do.
I'm just laughing. We filmed all these videos last week. We literally got home and edited it, hyper-focused on loads of them, and then we never posted one yet. So
no, we're going to. We're going to.
We've got lots of content. So if you want to see these videos, then please follow us on Instagram and TikTok. The links will be in the description below, because it'd be mega helpful to get some comments on the videos, because then... what we're putting out videos for, right? We want people to see them. We want them to help. And hopefully you'll find them quite funny, or if not funny, like you'll resonate in some way with what we're talking about, which is the whole goal.
And please be kind, because I am not a natural in front of the camera. And the deal was, Sparky said to me, I'll film them and I'll edit them. I'll show you how to edit, but I'll edit them. You just have to be in front of the camera. And I was like, oh yeah, sure. Okay, no problem. And then on the day I was like, I have got the rough end of the straw here.
I mean, I was really surprised when you agreed to it. I was like, really? Yeah.
I was like, yeah, no problem. And when we were first doing it, when I was like, he was like, oh, do this, do that. I was like, yeah, that's fine. I did it all. And then he played me the video back and I was like, oh my God. please tell me I don't look like that. Do I sound like that?
Why do you think I didn't want to be in front of the camera?
Oh, it's horrendous. And then once I'd seen myself, I was then incredibly awkward and more nervous every time we filmed, because I was like, well, I looked like a prick last time. I don't want to look like an even bigger prick this time. And therefore made myself look like a bigger prick.
Well, at least we've got content. That's the main goal. You know, done is better than perfect. So that's kind of the whole motto of what I've been working on in the garden at the moment. Done is better than perfect, because, I mean, I've done a very shoddy job in the garden, but it's done. And that's the main principle, really. So if you want to learn how to be... what was it? Half-assed is better than fuck all. Then please go back and listen to our January podcast
that I finally have on the wall. Well, no, I don't have it on the wall, but it's in a frame. I finally printed it and it's in a frame.
Although I will say, I did come over to yours to film the videos, it was still in the same place that you printed it, and it had been there for weeks. You'd also gone on holiday in that time. So it still hasn't made it to the wall. So
it will. It's in a frame now. It looks beautiful. Just has to make it. It's got one of those levers on the back. So it is upright, but it doesn't look very good where it is. It needs to go on the wall.
I love how we've gone from talking about spring and motivation to talking about Instagram and TikTok content, and talking about how you still haven't got around to putting the photo on the wall.
That I've been talking about for like 6 months. I just want to say as well, in terms of our videos, I think this is really important, that like nothing... So we've done a lot of filming around my house and nothing is staged. So occasionally there's bits where we've like tidied a little bit so it looks better on the camera. But any bit that's like chaotic or messy, none of that is staged. All of that is just my house as Sparky turned up to it. And actually, 10 days later, it looks very much the same.
But speaking about increased energy, which is what we were talking about when it comes to spring, because it brings longer daylight hours, warmer weather, it can boost your energy levels. And obviously, this increase in energy really aligns well when you've got ADHD and hyperactivity. You've actually brought some weights and dumbbells, haven't you, to do some stuff at home. I mean, I was like,
can you see them in the camera? Can you see them there?
Yeah, that's what made me think of them.
Yeah, I don't know why. So Jamie brought them up here, but actually, because this is the loft conversion, I can't use them up here because...
It'll go through the floor.
I can touch the ceiling if I stand up.
Oh, okay.
And so I can't, like, if I try and, like, heft a weight above my head, I'll literally put holes in the roof. So they're going to have to, so there's probably, let me have a look.
I've just got this vision of you now throwing it up, making a hole in the ceiling, then dropping it out of, like, you know, like, oh my God, shock, and then it going straight through the
floor. Through the floor, yeah. I mean, it's like, because the treadmill's up here, and that's already a nightmare, because every time I try and do any sort of running on it, like, the whole house vibrates, which does nothing for my self-confidence. But yeah, so in total, I've got various different weights, but I'm just trying to frantically do maths in my head. About 35, 40 kilos worth of weights that Jamie's brought up two flights of stairs that are going to have to go back down the stairs. I might not break that to him just yet.
Perhaps you can take them down, isn't it, Jamie?
Yeah, well, you say that, but I've got a bad back at the moment, struggling to lift anything. I can't even put my socks and shoes on. I'm having to have help. Put my socks on.
This is what spring does to us. This is what spring's done. It's always the same. Always the same. I swear, I'm going to go back and listen to one of our episodes from last April, and I bet we're talking about we're doing all these things. I bet you any money.
Well, yeah, because one of the times was when I gave myself sunstroke painting the drive. Yeah, and that's how I've done my back in this time. Is I'm painting the patio.
Our listeners are going to be in for a world of fun this spring and summer, because we're just going to be hyper focusing now, non-stop, left, right and centre, on all the jobs that we've been kind of shutting away for the last 6 months.
Yeah, well, I've decided now, like, we've lived in this house, so this is our fourth year in this house. It's ridiculous that the garden still looks like pretty much it did when we moved in. It needs to be done.
Great, so we've got some great content coming up then with you and your hyperfocuses. I can't wait to see how you're going to mentally drain yourself out.
Yeah, and physically injure myself. That's the thing though about spring, like I did this, I started on I started on Monday because it was a bank holiday here in England, so everyone, so me and Jamie had the day off. So started on bank holiday Monday, jet washed all the patio.
Wow.
Then Tuesday I had an unexpected day off that was child free. So I cleaned like all the residue and painted the patio, which is what's fucking killed me. Got all the planters that I need to build my pergola, painted those as well. And then I was in loads of pain. I was back at work then, in loads of pain. And Friday night, I took some quite strong painkillers. Woke up on Saturday, my back felt marginally better, but I felt really like groggy and tired. But, you know, the sun was shining, so I was fucking back out there. I've re-knackered the back that I didn't allow to heal fully. And I just think, I wouldn't do this shit in winter. I wouldn't do it if it was cold and the sun wasn't shining. I'd think of any excuse.
It's the novelty. It's the novelty, I swear, because it's like we've had 6 months of the same thing, not able to go out in the garden, not able to do anything really in the house. Well, we can in the house, but it's less motivating, isn't it? And then spring comes, we get a bit of sunshine, and the variety of stuff that's got a sensory stimuli, like the blooming flowers, the sunshine, the sound of the birds even, all those sort of things, they can bring like something different. And if you've got ADHD, you crave novelty, don't you? So it's like, yeah. Oh, the sun is shining, now I can finally do this and do that. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I think it makes you feel a little bit more stimulated and engaged, because it's like a new thing and it's like, oh, yeah. And because we don't have great weather in the UK, you know,
we get sunshine
and we get some good days. It's almost like you're trying to do everything for that good day, aren't you? So you're like, I want this to be perfect. So when we get that day where the sun is shining and it's just really nice, we can just enjoy the garden and we don't have to worry about,
yeah,
I don't know, branches of trees or patios that aren't painted. So we do them when we can. So it's like a new thing. That's my theory. My theory is that it's novelty that's causing this.
And the garden for me is something that I find quite stressful in spring, because I sort of close the door in at the end of autumn, and
when the last leaf falls
I close the door, and other than like briefly going out to pick up poo, I don't go in the garden at all until the spring. And then I go out into the garden and it's been like, what, 5 months, and it's totally different. Like when I leave it, it looks reasonably tidy. I go out in spring, and every year without fail, it never used to happen in any of the houses I've lived in previously, but in this house, every single spring, the entire garden is covered in green, slimy algae. It's everywhere. It's all over the fences. If you remember last year, I jet washed all the fences, which stripped all the paint off. So then I spent weeks repainting the fence. So I haven't done that this year. I don't know how I'm going to get rid of the algae because it looks ridiculous. It's all over the patio, it's all over the front drive. I don't know what it is about this area of the UK, but it's like an algae orgy. Like the stuff just goes bonkers. It's like someone's got like a sprayer and just sprayed it around everywhere.
That's so funny.
So I find that really stressful then, because I'm like, oh God, this is not how I remember it. And obviously like the slightly autistic part of me likes things exactly how I left them. So I go out into the garden and I'm like, oh, this doesn't look like what I thought, what it's meant to look like.
I do hear what you're saying. I think for me, the biggest change is from now till, I want to say May, because even though like the flowers are out and it's sunshine and all that sort of stuff, in the summer, like it just blooms, it just goes, doesn't it? It goes crazy and all your trees are out and it just looks like a completely different garden. And I think for me, that's the time when it's like, that's like the peak. I think spring, in a way, it is a sense of renewal. We know it's a time. It's a religious time as well for a lot of people. It's that renewal. It's that like symbolizing new growth, like baby lambs are born. And I think all that sort of stuff, there is something in that. It makes us feel more motivational and it makes us feel more like we can set new goals. It almost feels like New Year should be in spring, because...
Oh, 100%, 100%, yeah. I don't feel motivated to do anything in the new year. I'm like, oh, another dreary day in January, brilliant.
Exactly, because you make all these goals, you're like, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to do this, but the reality is you wake up next morning, it's fucking raining and it's cold and you don't want to go to do anything that you said you was going to do. So it doesn't feel like it's a renewed time. We all say, Happy New Year, what's your New Year's resolution? It never works because the fucking weather's shit.
Yeah. You're just trying to get through winter.
Exactly. I don't know who came up with the calendar, but it wasn't very friendly to people with ADHD because it doesn't feel like a new time. I really feel like March the 20th should be New Year. I think that's the cycle. I think it would make more sense.
Yeah.
So as we talked about a sense of renewal. We talked about how it improves your mood. There's more outdoor activities. There's more increased energy if you've got ADHD. There's more novelty. All of these different things can really help.
The light. So if I come home from work and it's dark, all I want to do is be in the house and I feel tired and I'm just sort of clock watching till bedtime. And whereas when I get home and it's like light, and you know, in the middle of summer it doesn't get dark till about 11 o'clock, I can just keep going. I'm like, oh well, I'll get this done, and oh, I've got, just seems like there's so many more hours after work finishes in the summer compared to the winter, which is ridiculous. I know the hours are the same, and I'm on my phone less as well, because I think I do that a lot in the winter, just sit there miserably doom scrolling, whereas in the summer I'm out and about and I'm doing like other things.
Yeah. And you might find as well that if you are a bad sleeper like me, like in general, you have insomnia or you just don't have a very good time getting to sleep, it's improved. I wouldn't say it's cured, but improved in the spring and summer because there's more light. So we know that light helps regulate your circadian rhythm, melatonin, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I think my sleep massively improves in the spring and the summer. And then it sort of starts going back to normal or disordered more in the autumn. So yeah, there's loads and loads of benefits to spring, I think, anyway, which is why we decided to talk about it, because as you can tell, we're really hyped up, we're talking really fast,
very passionate about spring.
I didn't realize
I could talk for half an hour straight just on spring.
don't
imagine when it gets to summer, because summer's the one I really love. Spring is just anticipation.
You can hear it in our voices. We're really, really excited to talk about spring. Oh my God, what have we become? Anyway, right, I think we should leave it there because we're in danger of droning on about spring. I think there's so many other things that we could talk about, but I don't really want to bore everyone with our spring antics and going, oh my God, it's amazing, it's amazing. I think you've heard it enough. So there's just time for... What did you ADHD this week? And I think it's your turn, isn't it, Shell?
No, fuck off. It's definitely yours. It's definitely yours.
Oh, what can I talk about? I mean, there's a load of things that I've done that are ADHD, obviously, but I just don't know if anything's worth mentioning, really.
I mean, I can definitely think of two things that you've done in the last 48 hours.
Go on then, what?
So the first is decide that you weren't going to use a professional tree surgeon, that you and Adam were just going to wing it with a hacksaw and a prayer for these giant, like, 10-foot conifers.
Actually, I'll talk about that because it's quite a good one. So, there's a funny story about this. So,
I think that's funny enough, me. Carry on.
Speaking about light being a high priority, we've got these massive conifer trees at the bottom of the garden, and for years I've been sat there going, we need to cut these down. They're just getting taller and taller and taller. It's taking more and more light away. So obviously, to have a tree surgeon to come and cut them down, it's quite expensive. I don't know when the price is shot up, because I swear I got a quote 3 years ago and it wasn't anywhere near the price they're quoting now. So we've decided, okay, why don't we just get a saw and saw instead of actually sawing from the top, because that would be really dangerous, saw from the bottom. So you've got like a trunk and then a bit of tree on top. It will just let a lot more light in. It will look a lot better.
So basically it looks like a poodle.
Yes, we're doing a poodle job. Yeah,
looks like a poodle. Yes. Tail.
Who's talking about dogs now?
Oh yeah, that's true.
So that was the plan. So I started to hack it down because Adam was like, oh, I'm just not sure about this. But obviously, me being impulsive, thought, I'm not going to listen. I'm just going to start hacking. So I started hacking on it. And obviously, branches started falling and it started to look really shit. We could see the inside of the tree, so it needed to be done. That's usually how most of the jobs start in this house. And then I was doing it and I was kind of getting a bit bored of it. My arm was hurting, it was sawing away. I thought, I can't really do this anymore. So I convinced Adam to take over. So then Adam's sawing. And then
while you're sitting there with your cup of tea on the patio.
And then the funny part is we both just disappear. We don't talk to each other. And then I decide I'm going to start a different job because I'm like, I'm bored of the sawing now. I don't want to do it anymore. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to start making a stony patio. So we've got last year, I told you all, I started the Stony Patio. I created it. It wasn't big enough. The whole time I've been like, oh, I wish I'd made it bigger. I thought, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to impulsively start taking a spade to the lawn and start doing it again. So I did that.
Remembering how well this went last time.
Yeah, but this time it was much worse because the ground's a lot wetter, so it's really sodden. I was covered in mud. I thought, why the fuck did I start this? It was really, really difficult. I actually filmed it, so I might actually put it on the Instagram.
Do it!
Because it was the most
it.
ADHD job I've ever done, right? So I literally just took a spade. I was ripping at it with my hands. ripping the grass out of my hands because I was just getting really fucking frustrated. My back was killing me. I thought, I can't do this anymore. Why have I done it? And then Adam came back, right, and he just kind of ignored what I was doing. I was like, did you notice what I've done? Because I thought he was going to go absolutely mental. He was like, yep, I'm just dissociating. So I was like, okay. But then I found out that Adam went and got a chainsaw.
What?
He was hyper-focused on doing the trees. So while I was doing a botched job of the fucking gravel, he went and got a chainsaw and
went
decided
and
that he
one
wanted...
Or...
Yeah, he went and bought a chainsaw.
I did not know this.
he went and bought a chainsaw. So he was hyper-focused.
That's amazing. Is that when you sent me the second load of photos and there was just branches everywhere? Yeah. Because initially I was getting updates and they were like one big branch at a time, like falling down and you both like scurrying to try and deal with it. And then suddenly I get this photo and it just looks like Tree-mageddon.
So he was off hyper-focusing on getting a chainsaw. I was off hyper-focusing on actually doing the Stony Patio thing that we'd done. So when he came back, he couldn't have a go at me because he'd just gone and bought a fucking ridiculous, spent a ridiculous amount of money.
Did he buy any of the protective equipment that you're supposed to have, like the stuff so you don't cut your legs off?
Nope.
Because we had a tree surgeon at work and he was quite attractive, so I spent a fair amount of time observing his work, and those chainsaws are really fucking dangerous.
I know. I did say to him, be careful, but that's all.
Okay, yeah, after that one warning, it's on him.
And I was just like, I was just hyper-focused in my moment. I could hear trees cracking in the background. I was just the sweet sound of that tree falling and more light. It was like amazing. Anyway, I did a botch job on the whole thing. The ground wasn't level. I started whacking it with a spade because you need one of those like things to like level off the floor, which we did have last time.
I know what you mean, but I don't know what it's called.
And I thought, so I started whacking it with a spade, which is also in the video. And then I messed up all the grass by walking mud all over it. So the part of the grass that's next to it is just awful. And then I had to dig a channel out to put the wood in, like to kind of like make a barrier, like a fence around it. And obviously that channel was dug diagonally, so it wasn't dug straight.
Oh, no.
So then I had to kind of course correct and kind of go off. So it didn't sit like flush to the edge of the grass. So there's a massive channel.
Yeah.
Like just dug out. So then I started ripping at the old pieces of grass that I threw off to the side and started just patching it all up, just hoping that it's all just going to grow fine and it's just going to look good.
It's just magically going to fix it.
The best part about it is the underlay to put under the gravel is supposed to be like this thin sort of thing, but it's porous, so it allows water to go through.
Yeah.
Obviously, didn't have any of that.
Oh,
and
no.
I didn't want to wait or go to the shop, so I just laid down some pond liner.
Oh, no. You're going to end up with a swamp.
No, because what I did is I got the fork.
Oh, and just punched holes in it.
Rammed holes in it. So I'm hoping that's...
You're going to get weeds. They're going to grow through the holes.
At this point, shout, I don't care.
Okay.
Like I said, done is better than perfect.
That's
at
true.
The moment,
you're not
going to
live there
fine.
Forever anyway.
Exactly.
By the time the weeds come, you'll have probably moved.
That was our hyper-focuses today.
That's impressive.
All in the name of
that
spring.
That is impressive.
So yeah, no prep. Literally no prep whatsoever. Like zero prep on anything that I did. But I'm confident. It's going to be amazing in summer. And that's the main part. Anyway, you can talk. You did your pagoda and everything.
Yeah, mine's not finished though. Mine is a long way from being finished.
You are filming it, right?
Well, I filmed the start. I filmed the initial back pain. We've concreted in the post now. I didn't film that because my daughter was running around. But I'll film the actual drilling bit.
Cool. So we're going to have two of our projects up on the Instagram just so we can make a fool out of ourselves.
Yes.
So yeah, go and check us out on Instagram.
I don't know if mine is going to work as well, because you're meant to, when you have a pergola, you're meant to anchor them to the ground. And so this one originally was sunk into concrete. It's from my auntie's house. She was having something different done. So what happened is myself and my uncle just got a saw and sawed them off at ground level, took the whole thing apart, took it to my house, and now I'm rebuilding it. Badly, because we did this last year, the summer, end of the summer last year, and I've now only just started rebuilding it, so I'm sort of forgetting what goes where. But I can't sink these into the ground, because then it'll be really small. Fine for me, but Jamie's 6'3", so I can't do that. So I looked at, you can get these like brackets that you bolt into your patio slabs, but I don't have the right stuff, like the right attachment for the drill. And I looked on TikTok, and a lot of people that I saw doing it were cracking the patio slabs. And I thought, you know, Jamie's already not really that on board with this project. I think if we have to pay someone to relay our patio slabs because I've smashed them all, his patience might finally dry up. So what I've done instead is I've bought planters and I've put the legs in and filled them with concrete. And hopefully that will be enough weight to weigh it down.
This is going to go wrong.
If not, that is going to be a very expensive mistake when it crashes into the side of my house.
I'm telling you right now, I don't think that is going to work.
They're very heavy.
How big are these planters?
They're 19 centimetres each, and they're all filled with concrete. So like, it takes two people to lift one of them.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought you meant like tiny plant pots.
No, no, they're heavy. They're really heavy. So we've only half filled them at the moment because it's really windy here. And I didn't want to leave them up because obviously with the big post sticking out, they'll just fall over in the wind. So we've half filled them at the moment and then stored them all by the side of the house. They're all tied up so they can't fall over. But then hopefully later on in the week, or maybe this weekend, we'll be able to put them back out, drill the connecting pieces, and then I'll fill the whole thing with concrete.
I've just got visions of both of our houses being crashed into. Just being smashed. One by the
mine will be okay until I put the roof on. It's the roof that's going to cause me a problem. So what I might do is just never put a roof on.
Isn't that what makes it a pergola?
Because without the roof, there's not enough wind. No, it'll have a wooden roof.
Don't put
roof,
a topper on it.
But like a solid roof will make it like a parachute, yeah. So until I do that, I'd have to worry too much.
Yeah, but like an umbrella, you know, just lifting up, won't you?
Yeah.
Although, umbrellas, they do stay relatively in the ground on just a concrete thing, like, you know, what do you call it, a concrete base.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing your pergola's going to be fine. But yeah, just to stay on the safe side, it's probably...
I'll probably like leave it up without a roof for a couple of weeks until I feel confident.
Or you could put clematises up it.
Yeah, I thought about that and I think it would look really pretty. But if it's raining, you're not going to be able to be out there, are you? It's going to be, like, what's the point to it if it's not waterproof?
Yeah, I mean, I do get the point there. But I mean, once it grows to a substantial amount over the top.
I mean, how many years is that? You're talking to someone with ADHD here. This is sounding like a 3-4 year project.
That's true.
I need
That's
a fix true. Right now.
Okay, all right then. Just wait for it and see if it'll be fine without a roof on. Just to be on the safe side, yeah. In safety. And I will wait on my trees as well, and hopefully we'll both have houses left by the time we talk about our next episode.
Yeah, hopefully.
Anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening to us ramble this week. We have gone on. It's nearly 40 minutes.
A lot of it's shit. We'll have to cut it out.
We'll see you next week for more ADHD.
Bye.
All right, that's everything this week, guys. But if you want to carry on with the conversation, join us over on our social media platforms. We're on all the major channels and our handle is @adopaminekick.
We'd also be super grateful if you could leave us a review on the podcast wherever you're listening, as it helps us to grow our audience and help more people. Okay, we'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.